How you doing? This is Sergeant Bowman. It's July 1903, and I'm getting pretty close to Glenallen. I'm just riding along, looking forward to getting off this horse. But sometimes you can be in one place, but your mind is in another. Earlier today, when the sun come up, I was right there near Shepherd Crest, getting close to McCabe Lake. And I saw that first light of the day hit that rim of a rock, that rock rim, that granite edge to the sky. And it just seemed to catch on fire. And it was so quiet. I don't know what to make of the quiet they got round here. It's the sort of quiet you hear in a church during a funeral. Or it's the sort of quiet you hear before a baby takes its first breath after it been born. It's that kind of quiet. I don't know what to make of it. And in the middle of all that quiet, which can make you uncomfortable, can make you squirm on your horse as you're riding through and by, in the middle of all that quiet, something began to happen. I noticed that there were clouds forming above me, that there was a ceiling above the ceiling, a sky above the sky, and those clouds got thicker and darker, and the air began to cool. And this may not seem like much to you, but in the summertime in Yosemite, sometimes hardly any rain fall at all, and sometimes way to the east along the crest, you can hear the sound of thunder. But in that thunder, beneath that thunder, rain starts to fall. And that rain gets louder and louder. Kind of funny to hear the sound of those drops falling to the ground. All those drops gathering from the sky, dropping to the ground here and there, here and yonder. And it's hitting my head and it's hitting my horse and it's making the sweat all flow away. All that sweat of my body just falling with the rain to the ground and the sound that it made hitting the ground. And the creaks that had been quiet got louder and louder. Until pretty soon all you could hear was the sound of water. All you could see was this slick shine on the rocks as the water was flowing. And it got louder and louder still. But all you could hear, all you could feel was the sound of all that water rushing past you till pretty soon you were walking through it and the horse was slipping a bit on it. Pull back on the reins. Don't go down this steep trail with all that water. And then, it just got quieter again. And a little bit of light came through down a gap in those clouds. And then pretty soon the wind picked up, and then all of a sudden, you couldn't hear it. You couldn't smell it. The rain went away just like that, and the sun came out strong, and I could feel it on my back. And there wasn't no rain no more. And all that water started to dry it off. And it was just like it had never happened. That's Yosemite. One minute, it's one thing. And the next minute, it's changed. I don't know if I'll ever get used to this. I don't know if I can. Boy, but it was something when it was happening. You know, you can't daydream when you're here. When you're here, you got to be fully here. And that's what Yosemite teaches you. Always be where you are right now. Because if you don't, you'll lose it. You'll lose it.